Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So in the last episode, episode 469, I had the pleasure to interview Jane Atkinson. Now, Jane is a speaking coach, a very successful one at that. In the middle of the interview, if you haven't listened to it, I strongly suggest you do, whether you plan to speak or not. But in there, we were talking about what the perfect speech would be. And she had a formula. She said, basically, tell a story, keep it to 3 points, and then tell another story to close it. And that is her keynote formula. I said to her, I said, you know, Jane, that's what I consider to be also the perfect content strategy, especially when it comes to blogs. So today I want to talk about how to make your content marketing messages more memorable. So the way I suggest doing that when you're creating your content marketing is do exactly what Jane said, and that is start with a story just like I did earlier. And then you want to add some points, some key things that you want to get across. Don't overdo it. Keep it simple, 3 to 5 points. And then finally, at the end, you want to make sure you close with something that summarizes and has a call to action. During the process, you really want to think through what action you want your audience to take and what the takeaways are. Most of the time, your content is going to be shortened to the point, unless you're writing a real long educational article. So shortened to the point means maybe 500 to 1,000 words. An educational article could be anywhere upwards of 2,000, 2,500 words. Something that like Neil Patel, who's an SEO guy, or Andy Crestidina, who's a Google Analytics guy, and a content marketing guy, they write very long articles with a lot of research and a lot of information in there. But it's not something that's easy to remember. It takes a few reads to get all the details. So in the case of most blog posts and the time span and the attention span of your average audience member, it's best to keep it short and to the point. And when I say to the point, no more than 3 to 5. Also, make sure the sentences are short and very digestible, and the paragraphs. You don't want it to be this big, long-winded thing. So segmenting really helps get your message across. So again, let's look at the structure of what I consider to be the perfect content strategy for most businesses. The first part is start with a story. Do something that has an emotional connection to your audience, something that they can relate to, something that maybe they can act upon, but something that draws them in, that makes them want to read more. That's the whole purpose of the story, is to get them engaged with the content. If you start right off the bat with all the core bullet points, a lot of times people will get droned out. So give them something to feel first. The next thing that you want to do is, like I say, lay out those 5 bullet points or 3 bullet points, whichever you feel is the right amount for what you're doing. Everybody loves lists, the top 10 list, the top 7 list, 5, whatever it is. Those are the things that people can easily digest by reading the headlines above each one of those, or the bullet points, or the numbers in the list. There's also some interesting things that you can do that's going to help people remember what it is that you said. One of the things I like to do is something called rhyme time. Rhyme time means try to do something that is going to be memorable, that's easy to remember. Song lyrics. Think of a good song. Think of the chorus and just how easy it is to remember what that chorus is. And usually it has to do with rhymes. So here's a couple examples. Think of funny money. Okay, there's really nothing funny about money. But if it is funny, maybe you'll make more money. Who knows? Good for comedians. Number two, when you're writing an article and you give them too many links, if you make them choose, they get confused. So there's an example of a good rhyme. Another one is, you are who you are when you're driving in your car. Think about that. Another tool in my arsenal is the acronym. And an acronym is basically taking letters and turning it into a word and then expanding it out into a phrase. I'm sure at this point you're well aware my brand is all about bacon, but bacon is an acronym. It stands for Building Authentic Connections Online Networking, BACON. Another one is TRY. Time, soft two. Time to reinvent yourself. TRY. Another one is KEY. Knowledge empowers you. So using an acronym is key to getting people to understand the knowledge you're trying to get across. Another tool that I like to use is play on words. Again, it's something that's easy to remember. One of the things I talk about in my presentations is the social media sandbox. Of course, it brings you back to the days of being a kid with a pail and a shovel and sand in a box. And that's what social media is. You can play in there, but unfortunately, you can't take the sand out. In other words, when you post things in Facebook or LinkedIn or anything else, the only way you're going to see it or be able to play with it is inside their sandbox. Another one that I talk about is short attention span theater. When people are scrolling through a feed or a news feed on any social media platform, one of the things you want to do is make your content scroll stopping. In the short attention span theater, you need to stand out. Another one is normal is just a setting on the dryer. So again, this is something saying that everything changes fast, especially in the social media world. So those are some examples of play on word type phrases. So again, those three things are rhyme time. Notice how that rhymes? Acronym, bacon, try, key. Do you remember what they are? And play on words. Obviously, playing in a sandbox is playing. The final thing that you want to do is make sure that you close with an exclamation point. What's the point of this whole thing? What's going to get people excited? You really want to leave your audience with some mental takeaways, things that are going to latch into their brains. And the major bonus is having a call to action. Get them to do something. Sign up for your list. Visit another website. Attend one of your webinars or seminars. Something that you can continue the conversation with them on. And that's it. Remember what I said before? If you make them choose, they get confused. Have one call to action. You can literally put that three times throughout the entire post, but don't over ask. So it's okay to have one task with multiple asks. So when I posted that interview with Jane Atkinson on my social media, I started it out with this. In an unscientific poll, the top three fears are fear of loneliness, fear of death, and social phobia. Fear of public speaking. In this podcast, we help you with number three. I'm glad it wasn't number two, because people can't really deal with that crap. So I hope you enjoyed this, and if you want to learn more, go to perfectcontentstrategy.com. That'll take you to the Bacon Coach website, where you can learn about different classes that I have and also the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. It'll help you stay focused and give you accountability.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.